Before we dive into the ins and outs of Indo and your tools, I want to make sure we're on the same page in terms of the mindset you'll need to approach this book. What I'm about to say might be something you've never allowed yourself to think before. It might be hard to take in, but I need you to try your best to accept it. And that is, if you're a person living with endometriosis, caring for yourself needs to be your number one priority. I know what you might be thinking. What about my job, my family, my school, my other responsibilities? Also, it sounds pretty selfish to put my care above everything else. I understand that your plate might already be full of commitments and responsibilities. And when you have endo, just making it out of bed in the morning can feel like a part-time job. I also understand that so many of us have been dismissed or been made to feel small because of this condition. If you've been told time after time that your pain is in your head, that you're exaggerating, or that it can't really be that bad, why would you dare make the time and space to care for yourself? But here's what I have to say to that. If you're a person living with endometriosis, caring for yourself needs to be your number one priority. I want to be clear about what taking care of yourself means, because there's a lot of self-care talk out there these days, and that phrase has morphed over the years. Self-care has gone from a single act of kindness you can do for yourself to an entire industry full of products, services, and wellness experiences. It's exciting to see so many brands jump on the self-care train, but the problem is that many of these products and services don't fit into the majority of our budgets or schedules. And for some, the new world of self-care practices can feel intimidating, overwhelming, confusing, or too weird to try in the first place. So we end up doing nothing for ourselves, don't think self-care is for us, or we're not worthy of it, and end up exactly where we are, feeling lousy. First off, everyone is worthy of caring for themselves. The fact that you are listening to this book tells me you know this, at least a little bit. And let's also be clear that I'm not suggesting you neglect your family or job because you're too busy taking long baths, doing intensive skin treatments, and binging on all the latest wellness trends. I am suggesting that you spend the time you need to take care of you without feeling guilty about it. It's not selfish to take care of yourself when you're in pain. It's not selfish to want to be able to get out of bed. It's not selfish to want to be excited to wake up in the morning. And it's not selfish to want to feel good. Second, caring for ourselves doesn't have to be so complicated and expensive. I'm not gonna lie, I've definitely tried a lot of fancy powders and potions, been on a retreat or two, and I enjoy some pricey workout classes from time to time. All of these things feel good at the time, but they're not practical or financially sustainable ways for me to practice caring for myself every single day. Instead, I do my best to shut out all the unnecessary wellness and self-care marketing noise and focus on the fundamental tools for a healthy body and mind with endometriosis. These are the tools I'll be teaching you in this book. In our time together, I will show you ways to care for yourself that are simple and practical and don't require you to invest half of your paycheck in the latest wellness trends. Most of the tools I'll be teaching you in this book are ones that require only two things: your body and an open mind. I hope you're willing to make caring for yourself a priority, but if you're still not on board because you're worried about taking time away from your other responsibilities, please remember that when we are truly able to care for ourselves, we are able to inch closer to thriving in other parts of our lives and better care for those we love. Think about how much your pain and symptoms get in the way of your relationships, your work, or giving back to your community. Now think about how much more time you would have to give them if you felt better.